शुक्लां भरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ So we have seen up to 84th Nama. The last Nama that we saw was Atmavan. Atmavan is the 84th name that we studied in this Vishnu Sahasra Nama of Mahavishnu. So Atmavan means one who is centered in his own glory, or one established in his own greatness, in the sense not requiring any other support for himself. See, for our glory, we are dependent on the Paramatma. The individual Jiva can do nothing without Atma enlivening the faculties. So, honestly speaking, all glories belong to Atma. All glories belong to Atma, and he doesn't depend on anybody's glory. See, in the sense, as you become stronger mentally, you are not really bothered about what others think about. In fact, I always get the painter's name wrong. What's his name? Van Gogh, right? Now, Van Gogh died as a pauper. Correct? Shakespeare had no money to, have his theater running. He had no money. Now, the fellows are making a lot of money playing Shakespeare's, plays. And people, by chance, you had even a duplicate Van Gogh painting in your house, you will become multimillionaire. Original, so I don't know. You understand? So, but he knows his greatness. He is not dependent on somebody. Arey yaar, my greatness is not recognized. There is nothing. You understand? They live in their greatness. In fact, there is this beautiful poem, it's a huge poem actually, Laodamia. Now, all of you must introduce your children, especially Avanti, your children are little young, so should introduce them to this poetry book, by Swamiji. He's not written any poetry there. It's all poetry by somebody else. He's given his commentary first. He's selected few poems. It's a beautiful book. They will understand it if they read it. No need for anybody's explanation. In that, there is a lot of poems, but there is three poems are there, which is highlighting the devastating effect of attachment. And there is this poem called Laodamia. It talks about wife's attachment to husband. It's by Robert Browning. And there is this poem called André del Sarto. André del Sarto was a great painter. He himself says in that poem, Robert Browning says, André del Sarto was a better painter than Raphael and all. But he was not known. Because he was attached to his wife, Lucretia. So, André del Sarto is a poem where husband is attached to the wife. Laodamia is a poem where wife is attached to husband. And Matthew Arnold's poem, Sohrab and Rustum, father-son's attachment. How it devastates. These three poems Swamiji has chosen, they are huge ones, but it really conveys the message. Sorry. In that, this poem Laodamia by Robert Browning, there's a single line where he says, less is more. Sorry, it's not Laodamia. Sorry, it's by, Laodamia is by William Wordsworth. André del Sarto is by Robert Browning. In that, there is one line in André del Sarto. It says, less is more, Lucretia. Less is more. This world appreciates the stuff which is hardly any value, but the stuff which is really valuable, nobody knows. You find any brand, even in the material things, really quality products. Hardly anybody knows about the product. You won't find any advertisement for it. You'll never find advertisement for Patek Philippe watch. But you will find advertisement for Citizen, Tico. Even in the material level, less is more. So, Atma is the supreme most of everything. Atmavan. So, the more and more you reveal the self from within, you will become Atmavan. You will be dependent on nothing. You are not even bothered that somebody is not recognized. See, today you crave for recognition. That shows that there is so much of lack within. When your lack is filled, you are not bothered. You will live all alone. Swami Ramtita is hardly known. You know, I mean, what a great saint India has produced. He gave fantastic lectures all over the world. And a lady had recorded his lectures in America. You know, those days they had to transcribe. She said, please publish it. He threw it in the ocean. When he was boarding the ship, she gave it to him. He threw it in the ocean and said, Vedanta doesn't need Ramtirtha. What a condition. Today, what are we doing? Twitter, follow Karna Patta. You have to follow Amitabh Bachchan because he followed so many people following Amitabh Bachchan. By chance, what you put in Twitter, what you tweet, if he tweets back, you will become a celebrity. All rubbish is going on everywhere. The sense, when you reach the self, you become Atmavan. See, the reason we are studying Vishnu Sahasra Nama is not to know all the names. How many you can remember? You know, even if you memorize the entire Vishnu Sahasra Nama, you cannot remember all that. You have to get to that particular verse, then you will remember a name. Certain names, obviously, they are inspired, we will remember. So this name, Atmavan, a very inspiring name for me. Like he says, you know, one established his own greatness, requiring no other support than himself. Absolutely zero dependence on anything in the world. When you know that everything is impermanent, to depend on that is the stupidity. Worst. So, I know my glory. I don't need anybody else to tell me about my glory. And if they don't recognize, it's okay. Because they are not recognizing is not going to reduce my glory in any way. It's actually, they are not, developed enough to know the glory. See, they say you need to be a Milton to understand a Milton. Only a Milton understands the Milton, they say. John Milton writes, they also serve who stand and wait. He just writes it. To understand that statement, you've got to go through somersaults. They also serve who stand and wait. The hair inside your nose, they are standing there and waiting. You don't understand the purpose of it. It's doing a great service to you. Not allowing the dust to go inside your lungs. You think you are doing something great. You moved mountains. So you are great. You could move the mountain because the lungs are protected by the hair inside your nose. So, Atmavan. Simply not bothered. Established in his own glory, not requiring any other support. He is his own support. Self-sufficiency. Self-reliance. The more spiritual you become, the more self-reliant you will become. You're not dependent on any external factors to be reminded of God. You in fact move about with that God consciousness in you. That's why we say, there's a beautiful topic that Swamiji lectures on. Social consciousness versus social work. Today what we need is social consciousness. There are so many social workers. the need for social workers has grown because there is tremendous need for social consciousness, social awareness. When you are not aware of, when you do not have the social awareness, what will you do? You will throw dirt everywhere. Just giving one example. So when you throw dirt everywhere, you need social workers to clean up the dirt. So the social workers have increased in the world because there are so many people throwing dirt outside. Dirt is not just physical dirt. And dirt from every sense. Value systems are going bankrupt now. The greater the intelligence, the lesser the values today. Very unfortunate. Many corporates who contact us, they want lectures to their people to instill loyalty in them. They're saying, sir, we are able to hire people from IIM and here and there, but we are not able to make sure that they have the loyalty. There's little bit increase in salary, they go to another company. Little perks here and there, they go to another company. This is the level of value system today. So, Atmavan, self-sufficiency, self-reliance. You are not bothered about anybody else. You are requiring anybody else to notice. The conviction with which you function is Atmavan. Next shloka. Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishwarepa Praja Bhavaha Ahasambhatta Rovyalaha Pratyas Sarvadarshanaha Suresha Sharanam Sharma Vishwarepa Praja Bhavaha Ahasambhatta Rovyalaha Pratyas Sarvadarshanaha Suresha. Suresha. Sura means gods, devas. Sura Isha. Suresha. The Lord of gods. Lord of devas. Devas are people who are good. Those who have done a lot of punya, go to heaven, they are devas. So he says the Lord of suras are devas. He is the greatest of those who bestow good. What it means is, see, actually speaking, Atma is beyond good and bad. It is beyond good and bad. When you say you are beyond good and bad, through you, who is awareness himself or herself, can only goodness flow. That's why we don't have to program somebody to be good. We have to educate a person to become aware. In a state of awareness, you cannot do anything but good. You will only be doing good. It's impossible to do anything negative. So Sureshaha, the Lord of gods. So, in other words, he protects gods. Gods are in trouble, they go to him. When demons create havoc, they go to Brahman, Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu protects them. In other words, when you are good, the self reveals itself. When you are bad, why we say goodness is protected by self and not the bad? Because bad, what is bad? When do you really become bad? Anybody?
When you say you're not good.
Huh?
When you say you're not good.
No.
Then?
You're not good means bad. No, I'm not asking the opposite.
Then,
and bad.
How does one judge?
See, who is a good person? Let us understand. Unselfish, selfless person you will call good, no? Selfish person you will say bad person. Correct or not?
Hmm.
What is the difference? The unselfish fellow he is not just working to fulfill his desires. He serves the people at large, species at large. Which means, he controls and directs his desires. Whereas a selfish fellow, he doesn't control and direct his desire. He wants to somehow fulfill his desire. It doesn't matter what happens to the other person. But it's all bad, no? You understand? Now, all of us are born in this same earth, including the other species. We also have a right to live. But what has happened? Human beings have taken over the earth. Land has been taken over. Space has been taken over. Water has been taken over. And with more intelligence, we take it even much more. It's very, very sad. If you see this every day you read in the newspaper. Fishermen. Now, there is this government department. It says you should use only these kind of nets, these kind of machines. But apparently there are different kinds of machines and nets which can kind of, you know, take all the fishes in the, as much as possible things. Then what will happen? Other fellows cannot fish. So, the greed of people cannot control. So with intelligence, what you are doing? You are trying to suck more. And I am seeing this in cities, what people are doing is, in Chennai, I've heard about this, I don't know about Delhi. Now, every house is supposed to have a particular motor pump to suck, you know, water from the ground. You're not supposed to use more powerful motor. It's illegal. But everybody apparently has it. So when you do that, the neighbor will not have water. It's incredible. So, people who have intelligence and money trying to dominate over the others, you call them asuras. Now, in the way, you know, in the Puranic stories and all, you'll find asuras with beaks and this and that, all kinds of horns, tail, this, that, ugly looking. Ugly looking they're showing because the inside is ugly. Nowadays, you should understand, asuras need not necessarily be like, you know, that way, they may be extremely good looking. Mr. Universe and Miss Universe, they can. I'm not saying all Mr. Universe and Miss Universe is like that. Don't quote me wrong. They may be beautiful looking from outside, but inside, it's ugly. That's what you need to understand. The word Suresha, a very interesting nama. Isha, good. Those who control their desires, direct their desires, the self reveals. The awareness is there in them. You find out. When you do fasting, you will find, you notice the day. You will find that your, what do you call that? Desires are little controlled. So, the person who is doing tapas, controlling, he also has desire, but he's saying, okay, no, I practice control. So, the more and more you are controlling your mind, the self reveals. And when the self reveals, you get the protection. Because awareness helps you. Time and again, I've given you this example. These fellows who did that that act of molesting that girl and killing her, the whole country swelled up and then finally they were all hanged, I think, those fellows, Nirbhaya case.
Not all.
Not all, is it? Okay. Now, when I read that, those guys were all under the influence of some substance. Now, what I am trying to tell is, everybody has desires. Okay. If we will be fooling ourselves if we say, I don't have desires. Everybody has desires. But we keep them under control. When you come under the influence of alcohol or some substance, it takes over. Your intellect goes for a toss. The desire takes over. When the desire takes over, you become an asura. This is the problem. This is exactly the problem. They are talking about rapists, but what about people who are polluting the rivers, who are destroying our natural resources? Simply because you have the wealth and intelligence, you will go and take away all the natural resources? See, there's one gentleman who attends our classes in some other class. He and three other friends of his, they had some 350 acres or something in Edmonton, Canada. So he wanted to give some land to me to start an ashram there. He said, forget about Edmonton and all. No way. I don't know about Swamiji. You can check with him. He also said no. But he had organized my lectures in Edmonton, so I had gone there. That time, he took me to his place. It's about 325 acres, I think. In that almost about 25 acres, the government told them they cannot develop. Not one full portion of 25 acres. Different locations in the 350 acres. Because they were all natural low-lying areas where the water collects. So they said in these areas we should build a pond. If you are developing that 325 acres. They said even though the land belongs to you, you can do nothing there. What are we doing in our country? They are closing up the lakes and building houses. All lakes are closed up. What is going on? I don't understand. When we read these kind of words, we need to connect and understand. Sureshaha. So when we control our desires through yajna dana tapa, when we lead that kind of disciplined life, in discipline there is awareness. In an indisciplined life there is no awareness. That's the problem. We get into trouble. Temporarily we are thinking we are enjoying, but we don't understand that we are digging our own grave. So Lord, who protects the good people, Sureshaha, because the asuras means those who have given into desires, convenience. I don't care about my neighbor. See, what we don't understand is we are actually not even caring about our own children. Our own grandchildren are going to suffer because they are going to live in this country. I don't know what is the pollution level in Delhi now. Has it come back to the old thing or still less?
It's less than other years this year, but it's still now starting to rise with the crop burning.
Exactly. So the moment Corona came, when I was going for a walk in the morning and all, I was thinking, is it Delhi or some other place? Now again the pollution. So what kind of land are we giving back to our kids? We don't understand that. We cannot control our impulse. I have to go. Where? To that long distant drive. Why? Simply because I have this car. And I am such a person, I cannot go in some other car. To go in this car only. And this car will burn so much of this thing and it will destroy it. I don't care about all that. My pride, because, and after all, I worked for it. I earned it. What's your problem? I paid the tax. I'm an honest taxpayer. This is how we think. Then what are you doing? You're polluting. And you're giving the city to your children. Grandchildren. So you are digging your own grave. Why? Because you cannot control your desires. So when you control your desires, he becomes your protector, Lord of Devas, Lord of people who are good. good means what? They are able, they are at least trying to control the desire, whether they are controlling or not, second. Even if you try, try to control your desires. Saranam, next nama. One who removes the sorrows of those in distress. Sarana means refuge. It destroys the misery of the miserable. When you saranam, when you take refuge in the Atma, there is no misery, because misery comes because of attachment. You take refuge in impermanent stuff. When you take refuge in permanent aspect, where is the possibility of impermanent aspects giving you misery? Misery is not given by impermanent aspects. Misery is given by our attachment to impermanent aspects. Remember this. Impermanent stuff cannot give you misery. It is giving you misery today because you are attached to them. And those who started taking refuge in the permanent aspects, for them there is no misery whatsoever. Impossible. So the misery is our creation. We are creating our misery. Now nobody will accept this. Yes, come on, yaar, this guy has gone mad. I am creating my problem. Yes, you are. How? By attachment. That's why Swamiji wrote that book, you know, Holocaust of Attachment. It is a mass murderer. It is continuously killing. Nobody really understands attachment. It's a deadly problem. So, Saranam, one who removes the sorrows of those in distress. The moment you take refuge in Atma, distress will not be there because you are attached to the higher. The way to become detached from the lower is to get attached to the higher. Sharma, one who is of the nature of supreme bliss. Sharma. The state of desirelessness. The moment you have a desire, it's a potential attachment. Sorry, potential agitation, not attachment. Potential agitation. Desire is nothing but potential agitation. If I have a desire that all those people who are part of this class should attend every week, it means you will find me very shortly in ICU. You have zero expectation, zero desire. Then you will not be agitated. So he says, one who is of the nature of supreme bliss. Bliss comes when you cross desires. Because the state of Atma is beyond desires. Desire comes when there is a lack. When you are paripurna, where is the desire? There is nothing you lack. In the Bhagavad Gita, that state of self-realization was compared to the ocean, if you remember. Apurya manam achala pratishtam samudram apa pravishanti yadvat. In that shloka, he says, I think it's 71st shloka, 70th shloka, chapter 2. He says, he compares the state of self-realized person's mind to ocean. Any amount of water that is evaporating on a daily basis from the ocean, nothing happens to the ocean. Any amount of water entering the ocean on a daily basis, nothing happens. No change whatsoever. Too much water is evaporating. Too much water is getting into the ocean every day. Nothing happens. So like that, many good things happen, many bad things happen, but Sukha Prajna remains balanced. Always the same. Sharma, one who is of the nature of supreme bliss. Because koi desire hi nahi, paripurna. The moment you have a desire, Desire means agitation. Remember this. That's why we say you've got to learn to control your desire. And what is happening is no schools, no colleges are teaching to control the desire. But in the name of freedom, a licentious environment is provided. When you provide a licentious environment and you have not given them the ability to control their desire, oh my God, it's a deadly thing to do. It's too much. See, countries like, I don't want to mention the name of the kids here. They are not kids. They are like, some of them are adults, some of them are in their late teens. I addressed them in Delhi few years ago. Those address means was more of an informal session I did for them. They invited me for dinner in their house. And it was one of the fascinating session I had till date with youngsters. Very few, maybe 6 or 7 children, all from extremely well-to-do family. And they had few questions, so they called me. And slowly the discussion went to drugs. And they were asking me. See, countries like Netherlands, and countries like US. US, initially they started with 1 or 2 places. Now I think in many places in US, it's allowed marijuana and all that. In fact, they say, according to the research, that marijuana is less addictive than nicotine. So what about this? What about that? Luckily, I had little bit studied about these things and also had information from my friend who does research on brain study. So I could discuss with them from Vedantic angle also, from science angle also. So they were asking this question. That they are saying it's less addictive compared to nicotine. So why should we not contact it? What is wrong in it? And I believe different things are there. So to keep yourself alert, there's a particular, I believe they give it in a chocolate form and all that. So if you have it, it will keep you alert and awake for a long time. So different things are there in it. So what's wrong? If it's lesser addictive than nicotine, and nicotine is being sold, why not? Like that, children, they're inquisitive. They were asking. I was discussing with them. So I said, you are only quoting this side of the science, you are not quoting the other side of the science, where they very clearly say up to the age of 25, approximately, if a person gets exposed to any of this, the possibility of that person getting addicted is much more. Addicted to the extent of not being able to come back normal. The possibility is very high. So, for the brain to have developed enough strength, to have developed enough willpower, they say better not to contact it, whether it's alcohol or any of this, even if some countries say it is legal, this much, that much, whatever. Better not to contact it till 25. Because they say you will have some control after that. You will be able to decide as to what is good, what is bad, how much, what. You are not in a position to control. That side of the science, they were not talking that day. So I told them, listen, this is also science, that is also science. So when they are saying this, they are saying this also. And in those countries, they have system to take care, even if they are selling legally certain things, not all drugs, only few things. There are system, you know, they're to monitor. Anybody and everybody cannot just like that go and buy that. In our country, what system is there? So, understand, you know, there has to be science discussed on both sides. So, why I am talking about this particularly, because when we talked about Sharma, I said supreme bliss, which means state which is beyond desire. The moment desire means attachment, addiction, agitation. So you need to develop the ability to control, then leave. In fact, see, they used to say like that before, now maybe slightly we need to change. What they used to say is, up to the age of 5, children, just leave them, let them live their life. 5 to 15, you must have discipline at home. And they should also live that disciplined life. First you live, then they will follow you. And after 15, they are your friends. So now maybe 15, you should extend it to up to 20, 25. What we need to understand is, the more we put do's and don'ts outside, the more our mind will only become craving. We crave more. But in schools and colleges, there has to be some minimum basic disciplines, and side by side develop the intellect. Then leave them alone, they will know how to handle themselves. It's like, you know, you give elbow and then train the fellow and then let him go through the test, and when he gets his license, you remove the elbow. So he has the license. Because, you know, he has the license means what? He knows how to drive, he will follow the rules, he knows the rules. That's what it means, right? Same thing with life. Same thing. We bring up children saying, this is taboo, that is taboo, this is bad, this is... Don't do all that. In fact, after a certain age, somebody should discuss. Whether it is the father or mother or somebody outside. Outside, nah, somebody means, I mean, some counselor or somebody. There should be proper things discussed. These things should be discussed. This thing should be understood. How our brain gets wired. What happens. We need to understand these things. This false moralistic living destroys you. One side is false moralistic living. The other side is complete indulgent living. There has to be a middle path. So, when you lead a middle path, your desires are controlled and you eradicate the desire, you will find the supreme bliss which is within you. That is Sharma. Vishwareta, the seed of the universe, the cause of the universe. Universal cause, Vishwareta. The very universe has come out of Brahman. That Brahman is what appears to be this universe. It is appearing as universe because of our mind. Because of our mind, waves are appearing. Waves are nothing but water. Waves are nothing but water. It's a illusion. So Vishwareta, Raja Bhavaha, he from whom all beings have originated. So the good, bad and ugly, everybody has come from Brahman only. Nothing comes from something else. Raja Bhavaha, the source of all beings. So which means what? Mata Pita, for every one of us. That's why, you know, when you give Shraddha and all, for ancestors. In case you don't know your Gotra, they say it doesn't matter. Say Shiva Gotra or Vishnu Gotra. Because ultimately for all those stages, they came from the Supreme Brahman. So that Supreme Brahman can be called as Shiva, can be called as Vishnu, Brahman, Brahma, doesn't matter. So you say Vishnu Gotra, Shiva Gotra, doesn't matter. Praja Bhavaha, he from whom all beings are originated. Haha, aha means luminous one. Aha also means day. Bright light. Also it means one who does not destroy his devotees. Only those who are not his devotees he destroys. See, day means light. Light time means awareness. So those who are not devoted to awareness, what are they devoted to? Those who are not devoted to light, devoted to what? Those who are not devoted to light, what are they devoted to?
Lack of light, darkness.
Darkness.
Yeah.
So, you are devoted to tamas and rajas. When you are devoted to these things, you destroy yourself. Aha. Samvatsaraha. Samvatsaraha means year. Year means time. Vishnu in his aspect of time. That's what it means. In his aspect as time. Samvatsaraha. See, this time is a very interesting thing, you know. Now, 1.5, 2 years, almost 1.5 years, more than 1.5 years now, we've been doing these classes online. You look back, it doesn't seem like 1.5 years has gone by for me. I don't know about others. For me, it looks like a few months have gone by. They say, when your mind is in a happy state, time flies. Your mind in a disturbed condition, time drags. Time is a very interesting concept actually. In fact, I believe many years ago in Russia, there was a hotel which was 150 years old building. The old building. But, and they had a hotel there. Lot of customers. They had only one lift to go up and one lift to come down. So, all the customers, their only complaint is, you know, you got to change the lift. Make it fast and if possible provide 1 or 2 more lifts. But then, to do that, they had probably had to demolish the building. It's a major work, you know. So, what to do? We can't afford to lose the business. So they asked for a suggestion. And somebody who was janitor or something, he gave a very interesting suggestion, it seems. He was well rewarded for that. He said, just fix mirrors inside the lift and outside in every floor. Why, how does it help when you fix mirror inside the lift and outside in every floor?
They're busy looking at their reflections.
So?
So they don't realize and they're happy spending more time there.
Yeah, they don't, exactly. They don't realize how much time has gone. So all complaints stopped. They did not. See, idea is to stop the complaints, right? Customers are happy otherwise. They are extremely happy with their food, their stay, everything, their hospitality, everything they are fine. Only this waiting time they were complaining. So for that, how can they, you know, get into such a demolition and this and that? So, brilliant idea. See, what is the problem? It's the mind. So what do we do? So when the mind was diverted, they didn't realize how much time passed. So the pure consciousness is the reality. Mind is its shadow. Therefore, time is a very, very small aspect of divinity. Time, Kalaha, it says in the Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter also, Arjuna gets scared. And he sees all this, Vishwarupa Darshanam is showing. Initially he sees all light and this and that he is enjoying. And slowly, slowly when he shows, Duryodhana is sticking somewhere in the teeth, and then everybody is being pulverized and all that. He gets scared. He says, who are you, man? Please tell me, who are you? And he says, I am Kalaha. Time. Skin becomes loose. Hair turns grey. Kalaha. So, Samvatsaraha. Time is from Vishnu. It's called Samvatsara of the year. Vyalaha. Being ungraspable like a serpent. Vyalaha also apparently means elephant. Very difficult to catch. That's what it means. Difficult to catch hold of. Serpent or elephant. Impossible to be controlled by the demons as a wild elephant. Mahavishnu cannot be captured by the senses, mind, or intellect. Mahavishnu means Brahman. Truth. Truth is not possible to be captured by any of your equipment. Vyalaha. See, what is the condition of our condition today? Then we are essentially Vyalaha. We are captured by everything. We get caught in. We get caught in samsara. Buy one, get two free. Samsara. You get caught in samsara. One desire. One desire is enough to get you into trouble. Samsara. We don't understand all that. Maybe good desire. But if it's not under your control, you'll be finished. Who expected this kind of situation? Corona? Huh? If you had been running your business in a disciplined way, you could survive. Otherwise, many businesses have been closed down. Because they are absolutely indisciplined borrowing. Ungraspable. When we read these things, oh, Vishnu is ungraspable. No. If you understand the philosophy, you can also be ungraspable. You are not ungraspable today because you give in to your desires. You give in to your greed. It's a very big headache. How do they attract you? You are going on the road. All the roads have hoardings. And in these hoardings, they have all these things displayed. And then they say, you are getting it 50% less, this thing more, that thing, this thing. And then you get caught. Not needed, but you will buy. See, connect the word Atmavan and Vyalaha. We started today with that Atmavan, no? Which we concluded last week. Atmavan and Vyalaha. When you are Atmavan, you will be Vyalaha. But if you are not Atmavan, you are Kamavan. You are given into desires. When you are given into desires, you will be Sat. Uranga, Matanga, Patanga, Meenam, Ringana, Rappanja, Virenjirakkim. Says Vivek Chodamani. Fish has one desire for taste, gets caught because of that. Moth has desire for sight, it gets attracted by the flame, enters the flame, dies. Deer has weakness for sound. The hunters beat the drums, it gets attracted for that and gets caught. And bee has fragrance weakness that gets caught. Because it goes and sits on a flower. There are certain flowers, the petals close, I believe. An elephant has weakness for touch. So during mating season, they are looking for their mates and they're going around. So they dig a pit and they cover it up with grass on it. The elephant gets trapped. So Adi Shankara says, giving each of these examples and says, all these species, they had one weakness and they were gone. Human being, poor fellow, has weakness for all the five. May God be with him. Nara Panja, Viranji Dakshin. How can this fellow escape? Unbelievable desires. Not just one or two. And the world outside is also attracting. See, there is a push and pull going on. World from outside is pulling us. And desire from within pushing. We are finished. In this push and pull, we are gone. You can do nothing about the world pulling you. Because world will do that. So what you can do? What is under your control? What is under your control? Not getting pushed by your desires. If you should not get pushed by your desires, then when will you not get pushed by your desire? When you have strong basement. When you have strong foundation. Isn't it? When you have a strong foundation, then you don't get pushed by your desires. And you got to lay that foundation in the first 25 years. The stronger the foundation, the greater their joy when they live their life later on. As simple as that. But we do not give importance to laying the foundation. This is the problem. So when the fundamentals are strong, you will not give in to your desires. So no demon can do anything to you. Traction. Even you should not be caught by good desire. There are a lot of people who get caught by good desire. Wanting to help. Fellows, with a desire to help somebody, they had signed on their behalf. And it is not that the other fellow is bad. The situation is he is not able to pay back the loan. Now this fellow has to pay. It happened in Chennai. Somebody whom we know. Through Vedanta. He has given loan to his friend. Giving himself as a surety. And his friend is not a bad guy. It's just that he could not pay the loan. He was suspicious. He, because of that, he lost his promotion. And he was suspended for a few months or years, and then he somehow got back. He went through hell. He, in fact, the period was such a, he was in depression because he felt it was a shameful thing for him. All he did was signed as a, you know, what do you call it? I don't know exact term for it. He had given assurance, if he doesn't pay, I'll pay. That's what it means. Not that his friend didn't want to pay, he couldn't, he got into trouble. Do you even think about these things? Shakespeare says, neither a borrower nor a lender be. So what do you mean? Just be a giver. Don't be a lender. Be a giver. You can give, give. Otherwise, don't give. Give what you can. These are all simple things. See, from the highest philosophy, we need to learn certain things practical also. Otherwise, how will we benefit from Vishnu Sahasrana? Okay, Vishnu is ungraspable. What about me? How this name helps me? That's what I'm talking about. Yalaha. A guy came and studied from South Africa in the ashram. A boy's name was Yal. I don't know whether he knows the name, the meaning of the name. Yal means ungraspable. Yalaha is a name, but style, you know, typical Yal. You don't say Sureshaha, Suresh. Ramesh. That doesn't matter. So, Pratyayaha, next nama, one who is of the nature of Pragya, consciousness. Pratyayaha, absolute consciousness. Upanishads declare Pragyanam Brahma. Brahman is in the form of consciousness. It's not a form. Consciousness is not a form. It's a way of putting it. Sarva darshanaha. Sarva darshanaha means one who has eyes everywhere. One with eyes everywhere. It's the Lord who has assumed all these forms. No. Ekatu Rama, Jai Jai Anekatu Rama, Govinda Rama, Jai Jai Gopala Rama. Govinda Rama, Gopala Rama, different namas for different forms, but everybody is none other than Ram only. Ekatu Rama, Anekatu Rama. Ek has become Anek. So he is the one who is here in everybody. So one with eyes everywhere. One is behind all our perceptions, actions, emotions and thoughts. So the eyesight of all beings means what? A very subject in all these beings is Brahman. The real subject, one subject, what has become many. This is the meaning behind Rasa Leela. Sri Krishna, the Purusha, is plagued with Prakriti, nature. So, one Krishna playing with many Radhas, sorry, many Gopis. All these Gopis are all Prakriti. The Krishna is one. Kshetrajnam chapi maam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharat. Many kshetras, but kshetrajnya is only one. One of the namas of Vishnu is kshetrajnya. So that one Krishna, Purusha, playing with many gopis, prakriti. sarva darshanaha. So the subject in all is one. The gunas are different. Therefore everybody looks, behaves differently. The differences are due to the gunas. Nothing to do with the subject. Subject is one. Only one. Sarva darshana. One with eyes everywhere. Knows all. One who sees all. One who knows all. All eyes are his eyes. So one who knows the past, present and future. Sarva. One who knows everything. Because one who is the very subject in everything. That is in fact you. That is you. Today, you don't understand it that way. You identify with this limited perspective. That's where the problem is. Any angle you look, there is only Vishnu. How come we are missing that Vishnu? Because of our preoccupations. A lot of people say, sir, I am definitely coming to ashram after retirement. What they don't understand is, you going to ashram after retirement also will not help you. Why? Because you are a master of preoccupations. You will come to ashram and then you will get preoccupied there also with something other. You will get preoccupied with the kitchen there, you will get preoccupied with the gaushala, you will get something or the other, you will get preoccupied. Because our mind needs something. I cannot be empty. That's the problem. My mind is today in a condition where it cannot be empty. For 1 second I can't sit down quietly. Something or the other I need. And I don't know whether I told this in last week's class. Three things, all gadgets are like that, but three things in my opinion, the abuse of them, nothing wrong with them personally. Three things and the abuse of them destroy the humankind. One is television, other is refrigerator, and the third is mobile phone. Mobile phone takes the cake, the worst of all. If you don't have a mobile phone, you will get withdrawal symptoms nowadays. Nicotine also doesn't give them withdrawal symptoms. Alcohol doesn't give withdrawal symptoms. Mobile phone gives withdrawal symptoms. Everywhere they have to announce before the class. Please take off your mobile phone and switch it off or put it in silent mode. Why you have to be told? Common sense. You're in a public gathering. Some important lecture or some program is going on. And in between, loudly they answer the call. Important, important. Very important. There is nothing that is important other than the truth. The more importance you give for yourself means you are not Atmavan. You are going somewhere else. So Sarva Darshanaha, beautiful Nama. All because of the mind you don't see the truth that pervades the entire universe. So there is one subject which sees through all these eyes. See, if you pluck his eye and keep it on the ground, will you be able to see? Will the eye see? No. So the eye is able to see. Why? Because of the mind. Now, if you take the brain separately and put it down, the center, will it work? Will it be able to see? No. So, eyes, brains behind, I'm just giving gross example brain, but mind is beyond brain. So that mind per se is also insentient. So then what makes the mind sentient? Atma. The eyesight of all beings is his. So we have borrowed his eyesight to see. We have borrowed his capacities to see, hear, smell, taste, touch. Then we are doing many things and think, I have done. What have you done? You did nothing. The moment you understand these namas this way, there will be growth in our life. So, vyalaha pratyayaha sarva darshana, very subject. We have concluded 94 namas. If you have any questions, please ask.
Not a question, Guruji, but you said the second one which you said was Vyalaha.
Vyalaha.
V, starting with V or Y. V, O. No, because I was just, it's very similar to the word Yalaha, which is Yala, which is also like, it is...
That in Middle East, Yala, Yala.
Yes. Yeah, move, yeah. Move. No, not the move, but... like when they say Inshallah and they say as God's will be done, so they say Ya Allah also sometimes. So I was just wondering if it's
Ya Allah. Okay.
Ya Allah. Yeah.
This is also a word called Yali, which is a mythological character, right? Which is half.
Yeah, that's different.
Elephant,
yeah.
Half thing.
Half man, I think.
Half man or half elephant, half lion. It's just on all the temples, no? You'll see the Yali.
Yeah.
Shall we conclude then?
Sure, Guruji. Thank you.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishate Om Shanti 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 Om Vainavacha Manasendriyeva Udyat Manava Sakate Swabhavat Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmahi Narayanayeti Samarpayami. Hari Om. See you all next time.
Thank you. Thank you.